pick it up again. Eikainos, notice I underlined again the OS at the end, refers back to Parakletos and should be translated that or that one. Or more correctly in English, it, because it is referring to the Spirit, which is neuter. Now, I've got some more pages out of my elementary Greek book. And I put these in here more for you to look at and to see the difference and to see the sameness. Okay? Now, let's just take the one here on page... yes, we'll just take the first one. It's page 23 in the book. That's the way I have it, left-hand side of the page. Okay? A brother. Masculine sense. Adelphos. Notice all of the masculine words end in O-S. Ha Adelphos. Ha Anthropos. Apostle. Ha Apostolos. Slave. We already have that one. Or servant. Ho doulos. Now we come to a gift. This is neuter. Notice the difference in the definite article. Okay? Ta. T-O. Ta doron. Gift. Now notice death. Ha thanatos. Now in English, death is death. It doesn't carry any gender at all. It happens to everyone. Okay? But in Greek, it carries a gender. That's what confuses in trying to get some of these things clearly done in English. Okay, then let's come to the next page. Let's come to the next page. It says, no, right here, lesson three. Lesson three, which is page 20, not the next full page of the printout here. Okay, it's lesson three, present active indicative. Now, all of these words are present tense singular. You can look at it. We'll just read the English. I see, I know, I write, I teach, I take, I say, I loose, I have. What is the common factor in every one of these words? They all end with that omega, or that funny-looking W, which is really a double O. So these words are pronounced beginning with IC, blepo, to know, ginosko, to write, grapho, I teach, didasko, I take, lambano, I say, lego, I loose, luo, I have, xo, in which we get the word Exxon, our famous gas company with oil spill. That's actually an untranslated Greek word. Okay? Now let's come down and we will see something interesting here. We do not have this in Greek, in English, but you have it in Greek. Whenever it changes from the first person to the second person to the third person, singular and plural, the ending of the word changes. Okay? And the reason that I'm going through this is that we'll see in just a little bit. I will show you. Okay? Now we have the present active indicative of the verb luo, I loose, is as follows. Luo, luis, lui. That's the singular. We won't deal with much more than just the singular as we go through here. And then we will lay that out so we can see it. Okay? Now, let's go to the next page. We've already covered some of this, but I just wanted you to see it here. Okay? Let's look at lesson number five. Okay, lesson number five, which is the first declension, which is the feminine declension. Now, all of these words are feminine in Greek. Makes no sense to us, but it does in Greek. Truth, a kingdom, a writing, glory, peace, a church, a commandment, life. Isn't it interesting? Death in Greek is masculine, life is feminine. Then we have a day, a heart, a parable, a voice, a soul, an hour. Now all of these words, you would have to have the pronoun literally be she. The life she. Okay? So that's why it's difficult in translating in English. Alright? Now I want you to look at the next page, or page 173 that I've got blocked off with big bold. Okay? Now what we have here are the relative pronouns. And this is about as deep as we're going to get. Okay? You can follow along from here on. Notice what we have. This is who which. Okay? Notice what we have. We have coming across the top, we have MFN, that is masculine, feminine, neuter. We've already covered some of that, haven't we? Okay? Notice the endings. The endings correspond with the word and the ending of the word. That's all I want you to know. Okay? Let's turn the page and you will see all of this combined together. Okay, pronouns. Now we have them all together in one place. Now hopefully this will make a little more sense. Okay, let's come over. We're on section 581. Okay, we have several different things worked out for us, don't we? I want you to come over where you can recognize the word under he, she, it. You see that? Autos, aute, auto. Then it comes right along with the different spellings of those depending on the case, whether it is the nominative, genitive, dative, or accusative case. We won't go through that because that's not important. But I want you to see, drop clear down to section 583. Okay? I want you to look under each one of these words, singular, the O-S, the E, and the O, it follows right along with that word. See that? It follows the ending of the formal word, the ending of the pronoun, and the ending of the relative pronoun are all the same. O-S, E-O. Right down there in 583, coming right across where you come across where the N is. O, E, or O-S, E-O. Okay? Now that's just to show the distinction in the words. Now why did I go through all of this? Now what are we going to do? Well, we're going to look at some Greek words and we'll see if we can put this together. And we will show that what I said is true. All right, let's take the first one here. Let's come to Luke, the second chapter, which is in the interlinear pages I have given you. Just take the next pages here, okay? Right along here with what I've given you. And I saved a little space by putting two on one page. All right, Luke 2. And let's pick it up here in verse 25. Okay, we're going to show the action of the Holy Spirit. We're going to see some interesting things as we do. Verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and this man was just and pious, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Now notice, pneuma hagion. See that? Look under Spirit and Holy. And we've covered those words, haven't we? All right, was upon him. And it was to him divinely communicated by the Spirit, the Holy. Now, it's this way to show that it wasn't communicated by any other thing than the Holy Spirit of God. Verse 27, and he came in the Spirit into the temple. Okay, then when they brought Jesus and so forth. Let's come down here to verse 36. Come down here to verse 36. We'll see the operation of some of these things I've showed you. And there was Anna, a prophetess, and shows that she was a daughter of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in age, having lived with one husband 7 years from her virginity. And she, now notice when you come to the top of the page, she, see that? Look up at the Greek. What is the she? Aut, A-U-T with the long E that looks like an N, okay? She. Whenever you're dealing with the feminine gender, you always have to have this kind of Greek word, aut, for she. Now notice, as we come across, a widow of about 84 years. Now notice, who? What is the designation for who? We covered that, didn't we? That long E. So that follows right along, A-L-T-E. She, who? All right, now I think that's all we want to cover on this page, just a minute. Now we're going to look in the Greek interlude here, and we're going to see this word, I say, you say, he, she, it says. Now let's come to the interlinear page number 543, which is 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Because I'm going to show you that the Greek word for says or speaks is used for the neuter as well as the masculine and the feminine. Okay, do we all have the right page now? 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, which is on the interlinear page number 543. Now I'll read the English. But the Spirit expressly speaks. Now I want you to look at the Greek word above speaks, and you look at the Greek that I gave to you, legi. Proves that the neuter gender verb is the same in the first person as the masculine and feminine first person verb. Legi. All right, now let's go back to the first two Greek words. See what it is? It says in the English, but the. However, in Greek, you see the word to, T-O, and then right after that, the little word D, D-E. You see that? Okay? D-E is the but. However, in Greek, but can never be the first word in the sentence. It always must be the second word. That's just the rule in Greek. That's why Greek is Greek. A little screwy to us in English, but that's the way it is. So it is to, D, pneuma. So it is the, but, spirit, if you want a literal translation. Well, that wouldn't make any sense, so they have but, the spirit. Okay? But you have ta, pneuma. The spirit speaks. Okay? Singular third person, it says, or it speaks. Now let's come back here to the page 350, which is you'll see in chapter 13, that is actually the book of Acts. Look on just across to the left, and you will see number big number 13. Everyone see that? Okay? Big number 13. Okay? Which is the first verse in Acts
the 13th chapter. You probably ask me, well, what is Fred Cooter doing this for? Hold on. We'll get to it. Okay? Now, let's pick it up here. Acts 13 and verse 1. Now, there were certain ones in Antioch in which in the assembly which were prophets and teachers, both Barnabas and Simon, who was called Niger, and Lucius the Cyrene, and Manaen of Herod the Tetrarch, a foster brother, what does it say here, having been brought up with Herod, and Saul. Verse 2, and as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, said the Spirit the Holy. You see that? Said the Spirit the Holy. Okay? A-pen. That's why I have it here. Past tense for said. A-pen. E-I-P-E-N. Said. So, ta peruma ta hagayo. Said. It. Said. Okay? Let's go to the next page. Go to the next page, please. We're actually at Matthew 4 on page 7. Okay, let's pick it up here in verse 6. And says to him, that is the devil, notice the way D4 says. It's exactly the same as the Spirit expressly speaks or says. Notice, same Greek word, legi. And says to him, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it has been written, and so forth and so on. Okay? Let's come down here to verse 9. Come down here to verse 9. And again, and says to him, that is the devil. Okay? And the devil is ho diablos. You can look up there in verse 8, just look above, the devil. And you can see that in the Greek it is ho diablos. Okay? Verse 9, and says to him, legi. Alright, so we've conclusively shown that if it is the thing that is speaking, it uses the same verb. If it is a he that is speaking, it uses the same verb. Okay? Let's see Jesus' answer here, verse 10. Then says Jesus to him. So Jesus is answering back, get you answer, get away, Satan. Okay? Legi, the same verse. First person. Okay, it is the present tense, third person, Jesus says to him, okay? Let's come to the next one here, which is Matthew 20 on page 50. And let's come to verse 20. Matthew 20, verse 20. Then came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee with her sons, doing homage and asking something from him. And he said, a pen, said, past tense, to her, aute. Notice her? Notice the ending on the aute? To her? Notice how Greek follows through always on these things, so you can know what's happening here. Alright? And he said to her, what do you desire? She says to him. Now notice it looks like an upside down V. Okay? That's a capital L in Greek, which then is legi. So what we have shown is a thing, ta pneuma, legi, a man, ho Jesus, legi, which is Jesus said, ho diablos legi. Now we have the mother, feminine, okay, legi. So in all sense, we have shown that the word says is used for the same word for masculine, feminine, and neuter. He says, she says, it says. Okay, let's go to the next page. I'll let you look through this and study it out yourself. Let's come to verse 44. Verse 44. Here Jesus is speaking in the first person. It says, but I say, notice the Greek above say, lego. You'll find all the way through here, when Jesus says something, he says, lego. Okay? Present tense, first person, I say. Okay, you can find that all the way through. Let's go to the next page. Now we're coming to the, everything I've done is leading us to this point. Because we're going to analyze some of these Greek words, and you can't analyze them unless you know what you're looking for. Okay? Unless you know what you're looking for. Now that's why I went through and I did the first pages. Okay? Now let's pick it up here. John 14. And verse 16. Remember what we said about the paraclete. It is a masculine noun which describes an action of the Holy Spirit. Correct? Alright. Now we're going to notice some very interesting things here. Verse 16. And I will ask the Father, and another comforter, as it is in the English, but right there, the English and the Greek and earlier is paraclete, he will give you. That he may remain with you forever. Now notice verse 17. The Spirit of Truth. And you can just right between Spirit and of Truth put the. The Spirit of the Truth, because that's what it means. Now, what is Spirit? Tau pneuma is neuter. Is that not correct? Yes, it is. It's definitely neuter. Okay? Notice the next word in English. The Spirit of the Truth, whom? That, brethren, is an incorrect translation. Why is it an incorrect translation? What is the relative pronoun for the neuter? It is the single O with the double accent mark. Is that not what we have directly above whom? You see that? You see? Okay. This should be translated with it. Not whom. If it were whom, what should it be? It should not be off with the double accent mark. It should be off. It is not off. Okay? It is off. Now, in English, that may not mean much to you, but in Greek, it's profound. Okay? Now you know why there is confusion? Because too many people don't take it upon themselves to teach the members, and they say, lay members, dumb sheep, I don't think you're dumb. I think you're smart enough to get this. Okay? And I'm trying to present it in such a way that it's going to be something you can follow. We may have to go back over it again. I know I've covered a lot of things. But you see, let's go back to the page which has the relative pronouns on it. That whole page is out of the elementary Greek text, page 235. 235. Okay? Notice, when you come down here, page 235, that's this one, has the pronouns right at the top. Look at that whole section right at the bottom. The declension of the relative pronoun off, he, or. Who, which, you cannot translate all as whom. Because it should be here. Okay? If the Spirit were a person in the masculine sense, it would be whole pneuma, not whole pneuma. And if it were whole pneuma, what should the relative pronoun be? Well, since this is whole pneuma, the Spirit of Truth, whole, which, okay? The world cannot receive because it, that is the world, but what did we learn about the world? Look at the Greek there. The world. You see the two Greek words there? The world. Look above it. Whole cosmos. Masculine word, correct? Is that not correct? Yes. Whole cosmos. The world. How did they translate it for the world? It. They didn't translate it he, did they? No, they didn't translate it he, but if they were being perfectly honest in the Greek, they should have, right? Yes. But they didn't. Okay? Because it sees not him. It does not see him. Now notice the Greek above the English him. You see that? Okay? What is the Greek word we learn for it? For him? Auto. What does the O refer back to? I will show you. Hold the place right here. Let's go back to page number 2 of this section. Page number 2 of this section that I hand wrote the relative pronouns. Go to the section that says the Spirit. Okay? You see that? To, pneuma, auto, O. You got it? Everyone have it. Okay? Notice the O where I have it 1, 2, 3. That is neuter. Has to be. When we come here, notice what they did. Now I could stand up here and tell you it's a mistranslation. Whether deliberate or not, I can't judge their minds. But unless you can see it for yourself in the Greek, you don't know for sure, except that you heard a preacher say so. Okay? Now, I want you to do this. Okay? Come up here to the beginning of verse 17 again. The. Go above and circle the Greek ta. Okay? Then I want you to come down here, the Spirit of the Truth. Whom, and that should be which, circle that paw with the double accent. And then I want you to come along, the world cannot receive because it does not see him. I want you to circle auto, and then draw a line to connect each one of these three together. Paw, auto. Which then shows it must be neuter and should properly be translated as neuter. Okay, you all got that? Now I know I've had to stretch your minds a little bit to follow along with this. I know that. Okay? And I know there would be some ministers who would say, Fred, you should never try and bring that. It is too hard. Well, I don't think following echoes of the others is too hard. Okay? So it should be translated, the Spirit of the Truth, which the world cannot receive because it sees it not. And should be. And I only know. know of one translator, which I'll get you a page out of another interlinear, who honestly says so and admits that. Okay? Okay, how come this is not more commonly debated? Simply because we don't go to the Bible to prove the Trinity. It is what we covered in the very first sermon that we had on this. It comes from Christology, which then is a theology of Christ by the fathers apart from the Bible. Okay? So it comes just by tradition. Okay? Now then, there are only four places in the New Testament where Parakletos is used. We covered one of them here. But you can't take those four places, which is a masculine gendered noun, to describe one of the functions of the Holy Spirit, and try and say the Holy Spirit now is a masculine personed God. Okay? Sure. This could very well be deliberate to sustain what? The doctrine of the Trinity. Now, let's go on, because we're going to see that that was probably correct. Let's just turn the page here and come to John 15 in the interlinear. John 15 in the interlinear and verse 26. Now we're going to see a conflict between the King James translation and the Greek interlinear translation. Okay? Verse 26. But when is come the Paraclete? There it is, Ho, the Paraclete. Ho, Paracletos. Whom, correct translation, I, ego, will send to you from the Father. The Spirit of the truth. Paul, Pneuma, Tis, Alleviates. Notice the next one. Who? Wrong who, isn't it? Okay? Now, look at the interlinear. Look at the King James column over there. Let's read this in the King James. To show that the King James people in this instant were honest, but not the translator of the interlinear. Okay? Because that should read which? That is the neuter which. Okay, let's read in the King James column here. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which? Correct translation. See that? You've got the King James column right there, right next to the interlinear. So you can circle that and come back and draw a circle to the off and draw a line to it. Okay? Now, let's come on, because we come to the next point that becomes very important here. And then we'll come back and we'll go over some of the other scriptures. Okay? Which goes forth, or that is, proceeds from the Father. Next line. He will bear witness. Now notice the he. Look at the Greek word above he. Right? That is he kainos, which should be translated that, or that one, not he. He kainos. Okay? Will bear witness concerning me. Okay? We'll have a little bit more to say about Ekinos, because Ekinos, that one, goes all the way through chapter 16. Okay, but we're not quite ready to go there, but since we're in this verse, I wanted to finish it. There you have the whole package as to how this was mistranslated all the way through. Now, it is proper to use Ekinos in relationship to Parakletos, os. It is proper to do that. However, Ho Parakletos is a masculine descriptive noun of a function of the Holy Spirit. And so it would be proper to translate ekinos as it or that, because it's referring to the function of the Holy Spirit. Now let's come back to John 14, because there are a couple of other things here that we need to cover. Okay? You can be excited about it and not have to take my word, because you know that you know and you can see it with your own eyes. What is the old saying? Seeing is believing. Okay? However, not everything on television you see is believing. Because they do some editing here. Well, we caught them in their little trap of editing, didn't we? Okay? Now, let's come back to John 14 and verse 17 again, and let's read this correctly. Okay? The Spirit of the truth, which should be the proper translation, the world cannot receive because it sees it not, nor knows it. Notice the second alto. You see that? So connect that also with the to, o, alto. See? Where they translated it, him. But you know him should be it. See how the group goes all the way back? You can't miss it if you know it. Okay? For with you, it. Here is a third person verb. Did we see that a third person verb is effective and used by it? Yes. Ho, panima, lege. Or lege, rather. So this should read, it abides. Not he, it. Okay? Abides with you, and in you shall be. I will not leave the orphans and coming to you, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, let's come down here to verse 26. Verse 26. But the Paracletos, the Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Spirit, the Holy, Paul, Pneuma, Paul, Hagion, the Spirit, the Holy. Notice Ta, circle that again. Ta, circle that again. All right. Notice whom. Long translation should be what? With. Why? Because the relative pronoun is the neuter relative pronoun, which should be translated with, not whom. Okay? Now, if you want to draw a line back up and tie all of those others together with it, you can do that. All right? The evidence is mounting, isn't it? Okay? Which the Father will send in my name. He? Ekinos. See that? It should be translated. Okay? That he or that one, instead of he, that one will teach you all things and bring remembrance to you, remembrance all things which, now, notice which here, okay, what are things, Panta, look at all things and which, okay, let's do a little checking. Let's get our page with all of the pronouns on it again. Page 235 of the New Testament Greek, and since the pronouns, all things, the Greek is panta, which is plural, correct? Things is neuter, correct? What should you expect for the word which here in this case? You've got it. Look right across. Come down to the very bottom section of the relative pronoun, section 583, and come straight across. Where the end is, you have the singular, come over to the plural section, to the neuter, and what do you have? You have the A with the double accent marks. Correct? You see that? Everybody see that? There you come across. So it's correct. All things with. Okay? Now, this gets exciting as we go along. Okay? I said to you, peace I leave with you, and so forth. Okay, let's come back to where we were John 15 and verse 27. John 15 and verse 27. Okay. And we finished verse 26 and showed that that should be which? The Spirit of the truth, which? Not whom, but which proceeds from the Father. Now let's come to chapter 16. Alright, chapter 16. And let's follow through on this. Chapter 16 and verse 7. Okay, here's the third place that Parakletos is used. Okay? Verse 7. But I, the truth, say to you, it is profitable for you that I should go away, for if I do not go away, the Paraclete, whole Parakletos, masculine, descriptive noun of a function of the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. That is the proper translation when referring back to a masculine gender word. Okay? And having come, he, and it should read, that one. It's not incorrect to translate it, it should be more properly in the context of. That should verse 8 more, be more properly translated in relationship to the Holy Spirit of that one. Will convict the world concerning sin. How will it convict the world? Did the Holy Spirit manifest itself in a form of a person and say, I'm going to convict the world? No. No. The Spirit of truth in those who are preaching would preach and convict the world. That's how. Okay? Spirit of my Father which is in you. Okay? And concerning righteousness and concerning judgment. Concerning sin, because they believe not on me. Concerning righteousness, because I go away to my Father, and no longer you behold me. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Yet I have many things to say to you, but you're not able to bear them now. But when, okay? Now, but when may have come he, the Spirit of the truth. Now, it shows that the kainos should refer back to the Spirit of truth, but when that one is come, the Spirit of the truth, it, not he, third person word, okay, instead of he, it should be it, will guide you into all the truth. For it, third person neuter, will not speak from itself, be out to, but whatsoever it may hear, it will speak. And the things coming, it. Notice what happens. Sleight of hand when you go through there, see? Notice all the way through. It should be it because all of those are functions of Paul Pneuma Pistolithi. The Spirit of the truth, it will teach. It will lead. Okay? It will announce. Verse 14. He, that is Ekinos, that one, will glorify me, for he will receive of mine, which means in the Greek literally, out from me, okay, and will announce to you. All things whatsoever the Father has are mine. Because of this I said that he will receive, or that is, it will receive of me, or of mine, and will announce to you. It will announce.